Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV with your Packers Daily Chat. Happy Monday. That's right. It's Monday. My goodness. I hope you all had a great weekend. Going live here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's what we do Monday through Friday to talk all things green and gold, including Peter King's report. The 17th game of the regular season for the NFL is all but a done deal. It is not official yet, but it is on its way. And the scuttlebutt from Mr. King is that Game 17 for the Green Bay Packers in 2021 could very well be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Green Bay Packers. That's right. Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers. The Jedi versus the Padawan. The Master versus the Apprentice. I could go on, but you'd get bored. You know what I mean. I'm all for this game being put in London. Let's do it. Let's get the Packers over there. They're the only team that hasn't played in London. I know. Still dealing with the pandemic. Still got to deal with all that nonsense. But look, by the time next season rolls around, I expect most places are going to be starting to open up, including international travel. So let's go. Let's get the Packers in London late in the season playing the Chiefs. I am all for it, regardless of whether it's in London or Kansas City or Green Bay. Sure feels like that game is going to happen, regardless of where the locale might be. I'm pumped. I can't wait. Look, yeah, you can agree or disagree about adding a 17th game. I'm not for it, but that decision has been made way above my pay grade. And now that it's probably here, I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to enjoy it, especially if it gives us Rodgers and Mahomes on the field together. Because Lord knows we were robbed of it 2 years ago when Mahomes got hurt. So let's go. Let's do it. I'm all for it. Good morning to everybody in the comments section. Great to see everyone. I hope you all had a great weekend. Bryson's starting us off on a high note with J.K. Scott, yuck. Well, yay. Happy Monday to you too, Bryson. Me waiting for Packers in Europe. Let's go. I hear you, buddy. I like it. Isn't a high-quality D-tackle more important than J.J. Watt? Maybe cheaper. Well, depends on what you mean by high-quality. If he is high-quality, whoever that might be, say, Dalvin Tomlinson, he's probably going to get a little bit of coin out there on the open market. Look, you can quibble about positional importance, but J.J. Watt tips the field in your favor, regardless. So if J.J. Watt is signed, and I don't think he will be, but if he is signed, that's not a bad thing, right? That's a really good football player coming to the green and gold. Those are things we should enjoy and be happy about. Nuclear Family, thank you for the super chat. Are hometown discounts a myth? Almost never happens. I don't know if they're a myth, but they are very rare. Guys don't turn down the coin. You know, you become a professional football player, the emphasis is on professional. You're going to go where the money is green, which is everywhere, but whoever gives you the most is probably where you're going to land. There are very rare occasions where it happens, but for the most part, yeah, no, it is a very rare thing. Sandy, good morning. How are you? Good to see you. Tony M. Aaron! Tony! How are you? Maybe the new special teams coordinator will fix J.K. Scott's issues. Janelle? I'm hoping that's the case. He's got to get some competition in camp more than anything else. I think that will push him and help him more so than any kind of drill down on his fundamentals, etc., that hasn't already been done. Now, maybe you know, they come up with a few new tricks to try and get him a little bit more consistent. Because here's the thing. You can show him all the different techniques you want him to utilize and try to drill it into him, but ultimately it comes down to him being more consistent. It's not that he can't do it. We've seen him do it plenty of times. It's just so maddeningly inconsistent. And that's the issue. Now, however you fix that, I don't know. But like I said, maybe it's getting some competition and getting the fear of God put in you that might lose your job. I don't know. William, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, if you were a coach, oh, God, help us. Would you want to coach offense or defense? And which position would you allocate resources to? Well, if you're the coach, you don't really get to allocate resources. That's the GM's job. But which side would I coach? Probably offense. I've always, you know, kind of gravitated to that side of the ball. Never been a very good tactician when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. But, yeah, I like offense. I like trying to figure out a puzzle in a way. You know, the defense presents you with a certain coverage and a certain front, and you're trying to figure out a way around it and through it and over it and around it. So that, to me, has always been a fun challenge. And when I was a very young lad, I was a quarterback at Pop Warner, and I enjoyed that aspect of learning the plays and figuring out how they take advantage of different defenses and things of that nature. I mean, I was really bad. I sucked, but I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, probably defense, offensive side of the ball. Sorry. What do you think about the cap skyrocketing with the new TV deals? Does that mean the Pack can kick the can? Blake, that is undoubtedly something that the Packers have been discussing for a while now. I would think, yeah, it enables them to get a little bit more creative with their contracts and to kick the proverbial can down the street. I don't think it's a get-out-of-jail-free card. I think they still got a lot of work to do. But we've already seen them kind of, you know, structuring these deals in anticipation of this new media money. You don't have to look much further than the deals that they gave to David Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark to see where they expect things to open up, so to speak. The first 2 years of both of their deals are very friendly cap-wise for the Green Bay Packers. And then 3 years in, things get ridiculous where each of them is counting, I think, close to $25 million against the cap. That's two players. So I would suspect they have done some kind of analysis that leads them to believe that, yes, in 2 years' time, that cap number is going to explode with this new money. Now, counting on it is a bit risky, obviously, meaning the cap, because I think everyone knows that money is coming regardless, but where it gets allocated and how it affects the cap is not a sure thing. That has got to be collectively bargained, etc. But I don't doubt for a second that that's, you know, they're planning for the cap to have a very robust expansion in 2 years. So with that said, yes, if they're going to restructure guys, say, or extend somebody like Za'Darius Smith, they can push a lot of that cap hit issue down the road a couple of years. You know, whether it's Davante Adams, who they're undoubtedly going to try to sign to an extension this summer, you can bet they'll follow the same kind of roadmap that they utilized with Kenny Clark and David Bakhtiari. Maybe they try to get Jaire Alexander done a year early because, yes, they have the fifth-year option, but you get him done now, lower his cap hit this year and next year, and then let it explode in 3 years. So I do think that new money, the TV money, will play a role. How much of an immediate role it's going to play, I think it's going to be much more about them getting their affairs in order in-house rather than being able to go out and get silly with outside free agents. But who knows? We'll see how Matt wants to approach it. Yeah, that Jody Foster and Aaron Rodgers relationship is so random. It's great. I love it. How great was that last night when Jody Foster gave Aaron Rodgers a shout-out at the Golden Globes? Phenomenal. It's just outstanding. So great. I mean, I don't know if people knew that she's a huge Packers fan. Like, she loves the Packers. Like, that's outside of anything going on with her and Aaron Rodgers saying hi to each other in famous out public speeches. She's a Packers fan. She has been for quite some time. So I just love that she's a Packers fan, and I love that she shouted out Aaron Rodgers on the Golden Globes. That was awesome. Would another boundary corner or a slot hybrid guy be more valuable to our defense? That's a really good question. I would think a boundary guy simply because you got a lot of question marks opposite Jaire. And I think you have guys that have shown that they can play, you know, now they can play. I don't know if you call it. They're not great players, but they can certainly win games with the guys that they've had on, you know, in the slot, whether it's Raven Green, whether it's Chandon Sullivan. I do think at boundary, though, you've got a major, maybe not issue, but you've got a major question mark there. I mean, are you counting on Josh Jackson? Do you think Kadar Holman's up to the challenge? Those are big question marks. So I would think they would prioritize a perimeter guy, but that's just guesswork on my part. John Parr, thank you very much for that comment. That's very nice of you. Thank you. People keep forgetting Stanford Samuels. I think he could make a jump from practice squad to the 53 and actually make a difference. Max, it's entirely possible. It's just hard to talk about guys you haven't seen do much on the field, especially coming off of last year where we essentially got 2 weeks in training camp to watch guys, you know, especially those down the roster type guys who, you know, essentially get very little, although they did do a good job of having those young guy sessions at the end of practices as camp went along where we got to see a little bit more of them. But it's just so hard to project anything without being privy to what they're doing on the football field. You know, I mean, I'm with you, man. I'd love to see him make a jump, but I have no idea. I have seen so precious little of him on a football field, it's impossible to say. Do we need another tall cornerback? Doesn't Jair show heights just a number? I don't know if Jair is Jair. I mean, Jair is a very particular guy. I know he disputed this, but it's pretty clear that Gutekunst went outside his or the Packers' usual athletic thresholds, measurables, when they selected Jair. He is well below their usual height threshold, and he has certainly shown up. Now, he's an exception, and he's a bit of an outlier in that way, and I think, yeah, if you have a shorter corner who has the mental makeup and competitiveness of Jair Alexander, then yeah, you can probably make up for it, but not every guy does. In fact, precious few do. That's why he's so damn good. Borderline all pro, should have been all pro, you know? That doesn't just happen. So I'm with you in the sense of, yeah, it's just a number and it depends on how you play, but find me the short corner who plays like Jair. That's going to be a tough task. Stanley Williams, thank you for the super chat. Turbo set in my AR-12 voice, LOL, go Pack go. Thank you, Stanley. Thanks for the support. Kenny is yelling Devin Funchess in the comments. I'm not quite sure why, but hey, man, I'm excited to see him in green and gold if he makes it to practice without getting cut. Who knows? Maybe he's a cap casualty. It's a possibility. I doubt it, though. I think they'll have him stick around and see what he's got. You are the GM. Do you sign J.J. Watt for $15 million per? How is it structured? What are the guarantees? How many years? These are all questions that need answering. So I need more information is the answer to that. Brandy Lewis is here. Oh, everybody, it's okay. Everyone, it's all right. Brandy's here. We can start. Sorry I'm late. I will write the Bears still suck 100 times. Thank you, Brandy. That is your penance. I think it's dirty if Green Bay doesn't talk to Lindsley at all. I hear you, Justin. I mean, I get it emotionally, but it ain't show friends. It's show business. We'll talk to Corey tomorrow night right here on Cheesehead TV. He'll join me for a special extra cheese, 6 p.m. Eastern, live. So come on by tomorrow at 6 Eastern, 5 Lambeau time, and we'll talk to the Packers All-Pro Center about, you know, the season and what's in store next year and his thoughts on the fact that he hasn't received a phone call, as far as we know up to this point, from the Packers. How would you feel about a Troy Hill signing for 2 years? Why? I don't know. That seems really random and unnecessary. Devin Funchess isn't going anywhere, says Travis. Like I said, I think they'll probably keep him around, but it would also not surprise me if they cut him. We'll see. Do the Packers draft for need more than usual this year? I doubt it, Thomas. I think a lot of it depends on how the board falls, and I know that sounds like GM talk because it is, and that's what they do. But yeah, I think, look, if two guys of relative, similar grade, say, on the Packers board fall to their slot and they're on the clock, and there's one guy at a position of need and one guy who's a bit of a luxury, they're probably going to take the position of need. And then everybody says, oh, they're drafting for need. Well, no, they just, you know, had similar grades and they needed, say, a corner, so they took a corner. I don't think that's a plan going in, though. If those same two guys fell, say, and, the one is graded much higher and the corner is graded much lower, but corner is deemed a position of need, I don't think they necessarily reach for the corner because it's a position of need. At least that's the theory. Now, the league and its history will tell you that kind of talk happens all the time, and guys, say that a lot, but then break from that practice quite a bit. What else we got? Between Adams and Jair, who do you think should get an extension first? Well, Justin, I think Adams is the priority, simply because he's heading into a lame duck year, whereas with Jair, you do have that fifth-year option as a tool that you can utilize. And that's not to say you hold it over him like a weapon, but I do think, Adams is obviously, to me anyway, the A number one priority heading into the summer. Nags, if you don't make the Pro Bowl in year one, you obviously suck and have no future in the league. I know you agree with this. Preach to the people. Joseph, that feels a bit like sarcasm. I feel more and more every day that they're not going to adjust Rodgers' contract. Why, Nathan? There's so much ball game left. So much ball. It's March 1st. As long as they get it done by March 17th in the new league year. So much ball. I'll bet they won't even pick up the phone to do it until like March 12th. So much ball game left. Josiah DeGuara will do damage this summer. Well, Luke, I hope he does damage in the fall as well, and in the winter, and in the Super Bowl. But yes, I agree. Josiah DeGuara is going to come ready to play. Now, there's no word yet on his rehab. You know, he hurt that knee, what, the Atlanta game, so that's, what, a month something into the season. So hopefully he's on track to be ready to go week one, but that's not a given. Packers talked to a tight end virtually ahead of the draft. Interesting. They talked to everybody, Brandy. That's why I know people love tracking visits and meetings and things like that. And yes, it's somewhat telling sometimes who they talk to. A lot of times it's just information gathering. And especially this year where there is no combine, I would really take every single headline you see about visits with a grain of salt, because a lot of that is just filling out paperwork. Now, that's not to say that they're not genuinely interested in some guys and want to figure out, you know, put them on the whiteboard, so to speak, talk to them about football, etc. But I would say 90% of that is just box checking. And you shouldn't get too kind of wrapped up in it. Dawson, thanks for the super chat. Steve Odom or Walter Stanley? Love, Doug. Walter Stanley, forever and ever. I don't know. Isn't new league year start March 10th? Sorry if I'm wrong. I believe 14th. Let me just, 14th is the tampering window. Hold on a second. You might be right. I might be thinking past years. Well, that's 2020. I need 2021, ladies and gentlemen. Important NFL dates. Operations. March 1st, that's today, is the deadline for eligible college football players to notify NFL Player Personnel Department of their intent to forego the 2021 NFL Draft and return to college. April 29th and May 1st, 2021 NFL Draft. Well, that doesn't help me. Football operations, you're useless. Here we go. Here we go. These people should be able to tell me. 2021 NFL free agency start date, March 17th. Legal tampering period, March 15th. So it's not the 14th, it's the 15th. Yeah, no, I think maybe you're thinking, because March 9th is the last day to apply the franchise tag. So maybe you were looking at the end of the franchise tag window, but the new league year, I believe, new league year begins March 17th. Yep. You had me questioning my sanity there for a little bit, but you know, hey, Nagler's never right, so it's always worth asking. Stanley, Lane Taylor will be good cheap signing for the Packers. I would think so. I think a lot of that is going to be dependent on his rehab. You know, 2 years now, he's missed the bulk of the season with injury. It's never a given. And they've got a lot of guys, a lot of bodies that are along the interior. If you sign him, it's got to be with the intention of starting him, because he's, what, going to be a backup, not play special teams? That's a roster spot that, I mean, I don't know. I think they would want to allocate to a younger guy, but you never know. We'll see. It is cheap insurance. There's no doubt about that. We've seen him play both sides of the line at guard. We know he can slide out to tackle in a pinch. I mean, that's not something you want to do, but it can be done. So, yeah, versatile guy on the cheap, like you say. It's a possibility. We'll see. I'll take one or two more here. What else we got, people? Any chance you see the Packers tagging Jones and trading him for a first-round pick? No way on a first-round pick. Hell no. Tag and trade possibility? Yeah, that could happen. I doubt it, but it could happen. But not for a first-round pick. No way. If we weren't all crazy, we would go insane. Matt, I think that's a pretty good place to leave it. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Thank you so much for making Cheesehead TV part of your daily Packers routine. Please do me a humongous favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And if you really want to support what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page. Patreon.com/CheeseheadTV does go help support everything we do. I know a lot of the other Packer outlets you maybe consume media from, with, etc., most all of them have, you know, corporate backing. or some kind of ownership at the corporate level. Whereas Cheesehead TV, we're a bootstrap operation. So every little bit of support really means a lot to us. But if you can't do that, I totally get it. Times being what they are, not everybody has $5 a month lying around just to give to some Packer blog. So please do hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.